It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Super Bowl! Games and stuff.
Super Bowl!
Congratulations, Ravens. You won the Super Bowl.
So, now that you've won the Super Bowl, what are you going to do?
Drink some tea.
And go to Disneyland.
And record the newest episode of It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of our stupidities! Also Disneyland.
Can we do a podcast in Disneyland?
Would you go to Disneyland or Disney World?
I always forget
which one's in California?
Disneyland is in California and Disney World is in Florida.
I hear Disney World's like awesome in Florida.
Disney World is a better park.
Yeah.
There's more to do.
Okay, I've only been to the California one, and I can just say I had a wonderful time there. And I'd like to go to Disney World so I can actually confidently answer your answer. So
in California, I believe they only have two parks.
Yeah.
In California, they have, like, well, 34? I don't know if they rebranded it, but in California, they have the main park. They have Disneyland, and then they have, like, California Adventure or something.
Have either of you been to Disney World or Disneyland?
Mm-mm.
I've been to both.
You've been to both?
I've been to neither.
So since you're the only one that's been to both, which one do you rather prefer then?
I think, yeah, probably Disney World. There's more to do in Florida, even though I hate Florida. I really do.
But I can only assume going to Disney World in Florida, when you're there, you don't realize you think you're in Disney World. Like, you think you're in the world of Disney. You're transported
to a magical realm where Jews are all hated equally, and...
and little children are actually animatronics.
Yeah, and robots rule the airwaves. Also, there's a mouse... and he's kind of a dick.
Also, I hear when you enter that park, James Earl Jones greets you. Like,
they have they
had a recording of his voice, I heard.
Oh, I wish.
Damn, that's disappointing. That's really disappointing.
I don't really remember. I was pretty young when I went to Disney World, so...
You probably even know who James Earl Jones was.
I probably did.
I think you would remember an alarming, booming voice as you walked into the park, though.
Yeah, they might not have had that, though.
True.
I was like 12. That was like... 11 years ago.
Okay, so...
And it wasn't long after that I was probably a little older than that.
So what you're saying is we only have no choice but to go to Disney World to see what's going on down
there.
I
went to Disneyland when I was like 14 or 15.
I went there when I was 17, so...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you go there with school for a choir trip
or something? Yep, for my choir trip.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm awesome.
So it's been decided, Disney World road trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've got Epcot.
Coming soon on an episode near you.
When I was a kid, I liked Epcot, and I feel like I was the only kid that liked Epcot.
Uh-huh.
Because it's mostly educational. And they had that awful Honey, I Shrunk the Audience.
That sounded cool.
It's awful. It's really bad. I went on it twice.
Just to be like, the first time you're like, you know what? I was expecting so much more out of this. I thought that was truly awful, but am I really in the right state of mind?
Do you know what it is?
The environment. It's like, okay, I got to do that a second time. No.
It's like you go into a theater and it's like a movie and you watch it, but it's got like 4D. So there's like wind that blows at you
and the seats move
a little bit and stuff. And they're like, I think they like spray water, like mist and stuff.
Sweet.
And it's like this whole, like, it's obviously part of the greater Honey, I Shrunk the whatever universe, which is quite a deep fiction.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're aware with the canon, but it's quite intense. And that's that. I think they might have converted it to A Bug's Life, though.
Yeah, when I went to that,
that would make sense.
When I went to California too.
I went to Bug's Life in California. That was actually pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, it was all right. That was pretty cool.
In case you haven't listened to our show, I'm surprised you stuck with us for these first 14 minutes.
Whatever.
Everyone loves Disney World. That was a great conversation.
My name is Josh. I'm the ringmaster to this show, or at least that's what I'd like to think myself as. And also joining me on this epic journey across the country to determine which is the better theme park, I'm going to go with Dolly World. Is it Dolly World?
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Oh, nope, Dollywood.
Dollywood. Oh, okay, I was like, is it Hollywood? Okay, so Hollywood and there's Dollywood. But anyway, we have Jeff with me.
And I'm the lion tamer.
You're the lion tamer.
Yeah.
Because you like to harass all them pussies.
Yeah, I tame them pussies.
and that guy
had in those pussies.
And the guy whose sounds of disapproval you are also hearing right now, his name is Zach.
Hi, Mickey Mouse!
Better than a spooky specter.
Oh, dear. Don't even start
Don't
him up on
me.
That. Oh. And we are also joined by our robotic co-host named Rita.
Based on the sizes of my male co-host's brains and penises, I would definitely believe that it's a small world after all.
What? A Pluto voice? What?
Pluto? Can you do a Pluto voice?
Pluto? He didn't what? Talk, did he?
He made sound.
Woof, woof. I'm Mars. A dog. Woof.
Whatever, I can do Blue's Clues. Blue from Blue's Clues.
Didn't have a hi there.
Blue's good too, and we can do.
Yeah, hidden throughout this episode will be three clues, and if you can solve the mystery by the end of the episode, you'll win
nothing.
If
you spot the clues while listening to our podcast, you might want to stop the drugs.
either you are on some wicked hallucinogens or you've got synesthesia. Either way, you might want to seek medical attention.
I would want to have synesthesia.
Yeah, me too.
What is that?
It's when you see sounds. You see them as color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, I've heard of that before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, in addition to the clues, we'll also be interlacing various noises into the podcast, substituting our swear words, our naughty words, because that's not for the children's audience. What is it called, Zach?
Ooh, this week, can we do a sound that goes like... Or can we do another one that goes like... Or can we do one that goes like...
That was easy.
Or how about this one?
Yes. All right. While we try and figure out a way to suffocate the baby, let's move on to our featured segment that leads off the show.
Sorry, that was my dolphin.
Though. I was going to say, was that supposed to be a dolphin?
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
No.
Don't judge me.
That's what happens when you throw a baby to a dolphin.
Oh.
It goes... Dolphin
one. I think I figured that out myself. I can't get that image out of my head now.
Oh, God.
I'm picturing a baby bloodbath at like SeaWorld thanks to the dolphins.
Oh.
As they sing the Star Spangled Banner.
C-section world.
Oh,
that's a bummer.
All right,
give us a news article, Josh. Yeah.
Let us start by reading some headlines to various news articles and summarize the stories without even reading the material, such as fourth grader wins science fair with drug sniffing dogs and ounce of cocaine.
I really hope his father was just a drug dealer.
So either a drug dealer or a cop.
I'm hoping a drug dealer, and like his actual experiment was about how to fool a drug sniffing dog. Like, here I have this bag of powdered sugar and an ounce of cocaine.
Oh.
And the dog keeps going for the powdered sugar.
Huh.
Because he thinks.
Who wouldn't?
What?
Who wouldn't?
Do powdered. Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe what it was. You would. No, instead of powdered sugar, use baking soda and you put it in like one of those paper mache volcanoes. And you just stuff all the cocaine in there, and then like the dogs are like, "Oh, well, that's just a science fair project." And then you pour in the vinegar to further confuse everybody.
To further confuse, so when the eruption doesn't happen, they know you've got narcotics.
Yep,
that sounds like a bad plan.
You can.
Well, the kid won, didn't he?
Well, right, but just all that cocaine you just ruined.
That's a lot of money.
You can't.
It is a lot of money.
You can't snort the cocaine after you put vinegar in it.
Oh, God!
Or, maybe it's like...
The smell of vinegar alone is awful, and then the idea of snorting cocaine sounds awful, too. That sweet, sweet nose candy, that's gotta burn a little bit. But vinegar and cocaine?
Maybe it'll have, like, a bath salts effect or something.
Yeah, maybe just crush some glass and put a little bit of fiberglass insulation in it, too.
My insides itch.
My nose feels like Epcot Center. It's filled with learning.
Oh.
Filled with experience.
It smells like Rick Moranis was shrunk into my nose.
Oh.
So the fire department was called after a tipsy mom gets stuck in son's high chair. So, I mean, I guess did she fall into the high chair or did she sit down in the high chair?
How can you fall in a high chair? It's like off the ground. Like even for an adult, like you'd have to climb in there and
I think you're underestimating the abilities of a drunk mom.
Oh, I guess I'm just assuming that she's sitting. Okay, so yeah, you could fall in a head first, you're saying.
Oh, God, yeah. The head chair stuck on her head.
I mean, like, you could get an arm, like, threaded through somewhere. It depends on what kind of high chair we're talking to. It could be, what kind of technology are we working with here?
Or do you think her husband, knowing that she was tipsy, like, hey, but you can't sit in that high chair, honey.
That's probably more likely, actually. That's probably more likely that someone goaded her into it, and it wasn't just like a...
I'm not that fat. I totally can do it.
Hey, just because I've had three kids doesn't mean I can't fit in this high chair. I used to do it all the time in college. I'm stuck!
Maybe they were under the influence of drugs there, and it was just literally a high chair. See, like,
they probably did the vinegar cocaine you created.
Yeah, probably. The side effects of doing science fair projects.
If I could make cricket sounds with my mouth, they would have existed there.
All right, we'll put those in post.
There we go. Speaking of people getting stuck and stuff, in my neighborhood, there was this like 10-year-old kid who tried to get into one of those baby swings. And he got stuck in it. We had to call the fire department. He cut the swing off his legs.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Right?
I didn't. Well, okay. There's kind of like with those small swings in the parks. Like, I guess as a gallivanting young adult, I guess I see it more often where like the age groups that people try to fit themselves in there are like babies, the age group that belongs in there.
Right.
And like old teens to young adults. Like, yep. There's never like, it's. I don't believe that, yeah, like the age group between, say, 3 and 12 like would voluntarily climb in there.
Right, like, that's a baby swing. I ain't no baby fool.
Let alone get stuck.
Right. Like, I can't even fit one ass cheek in one of those things. It's like, I try to sit on one of those things. Like, it's the most uncomfortable goddamn thing in the world. I feel like it's trying to anally rape me.
Butt.
Rape.
Nope, just butts.
Oh,
butt.
Okay. Butts.
Butt.
Butt. But Josh, what is that you have to say?
I have to say,
you guys are so bad at that.
Yeah, fuck you.
You do better.
I did. I did it better.
All right.
Just said something.
You did say something. Thieves forced to abandon getaway donkey. So they're like, underlay. Hey, let's rob a bank.
You assume they're Mexican.
Wow. And who's yelling at us for being bad at segues, you, Mr. Racist Pants over there?
Would you call me an ass?
Ah! You redeemed yourself.
obviously, they didn't have Speedy Gonzalez helping them.
No, but this, okay. Where do they use donkeys for modes of transportation? South America and mm-hmm. Central America.
Hey, my aunt who lives near St. Louis, Missouri.
So does she use it as a mode of transportation, or do they just have donkeys?
I used to ride them all the time on the farm.
Okay, but you being a jackass kid, I did it again, doesn't mean, like, being a dick. It doesn't mean that.
No, they liked it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
They like attention.
Yeah.
Donkeys are fun.
Yeah.
I want a pet donkey. Can we get a donkey, guys?
Sure.
They're kind of douches.
They are, and they hurt when they kick.
And they eat things.
Yeah, like a goat.
Everything really eats things.
Listen, Josh, don't have to be so literal. It's like goats. They'll just leave like a tin can out and they'll start munching.
Yeah. Or a goat will come by and be like, oh, look, your shirt. It's mine. Damn it, goat! No!
What?
What?
Have you seen the goat yelling Bob on YouTube? That's awesome.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob.
It's just yelling Bob.
Okay.
It's awesome. Go search it up, guys. Goat yelling Bob.
All right. Read and insert.
Cool story, bro.
Bob!
That's a goat?
This is a goat.
Yeah, that's
okay. You got one more for us here?
No, I don't got one.
You don't got one?
Wait, what's this behind my ear?
What?
A news article.
Whoa!
That's why I was poking you with my pen.
But we were talking about Bob the goat.
Awkwardly.
Yeah,
you're awkward. Hate this podcast. Suspect should never waive his rights and tell the cops, I was trying to make the horse have a baby.
Wait, read that again.
Yeah, I kind of had the same reaction.
We just like, it's like you got off the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids ride, and you're like, I just need that again. Just do
it
to me again.
I just need to know.
I just need to confirm.
What did Rick Moranis just do to me? And why am I all wet?
His shrunken kids all over you?
Mm. It probably is something related to his awesome career.
But Jeff, read it again, please.
Suspect?
Mommy made me eat my M&M's.
Yellow leather. Unique New York. Unique New York.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
All right. A suspect should never waive his rights and tell the cops, I was trying to make the horse have a baby.
Okay. So there's one of two ways here. The horse was pregnant. It was giving birth. He was trying to make the horse have a baby. Or he's like, hey, look at this female horse over here. You know what? I'm going to see if I can make a centaur. And I'm going to stick my dick in it.
Maybe he was trying like to force a male horse on top of a female horse. Let's just...
Oh, I didn't think about that either.
He was like shoulder deep, just like shoulder deep in that horse, and he was trying to pull a little baby horse out.
Maybe
he was like, you know how they got the farmers who like they'll artificially inseminate horses to make the best stallion? Mm-hmm. Maybe he just didn't really know how to do it. So like he's just, like you said, he's like shoulder deep up and they're trying to get like the semen inside the horse. Like, where's the egg to impregnate it?
It's like imagining like a big chicken egg. Yeah. It's just like, where is it? I can...
Worst farmer ever.
And like he's just trying to like save his family by breeding the best stallion, and he just can't find the egg inside the horse.
They didn't teach me this in Farmville. All of my training has gone naught.
Why are we talking about fisting a horse?
I hold silver away.
Do you think it was Shadowfax?
See, here's the thing. My problem with Shadowfax is that I'm always trying to send him documents, and he never receives them. The line's always busy.
Are you sure you have his fax number and not his telephone number?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I got his fax. It's in his name. Duh, Josh. Idiot.
Who uses fax machines anymore?
Everyone.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised the amount of people that use faxes still.
I suppose.
But see, what sucks is that I think that's what I want to do. I think I want to set up a fax machine in my house and then just see what weird things people fax. But I'm afraid of what I would receive.
For a fun time, fax 18555.
No, not even. I just like want to leave. But the problem is that would burn so much paper.
That would, yeah.
And ink. You'd have to get a laser printer.
Mm-hmm.
I have to fart.
You have to fart?
Make sure you do it in the mic.
While you're in the process of farting, I would like to remind our listeners that we have a Facebook page that we will be posting all these news articles to.
Can we set up a podcast fax, please?
Yes, our podcast fax. Well, we've got a telephone number, which I'll get to in a second. But the Facebook page is facebook.com/nobrainershow. We also have a Twitter. That's the same flow there.
Tweet.
Twitter.com/nobrainershow. Our fax number. Now, this is our telephone number, so you can give us text messages, but we don't have a fax. 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246.
We'll work on the fax.
We'll work on the fax.
I'll tell you what. We'll get a fax machine when we hit a certain number. We got to come up with a number. I want it to be a good number.
A good number? Like a thousand of light?
Maybe not a thousand.
Well, a number of what?
I was thinking maybe like 200 downloads or 200 likes on the Facebook group or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you realize how expensive a fax machine is.
They're not.
They're all right. Really expensive.
I used to sell fax machines.
We'll let Zach use his pocketbook to purchase the it's a no-brainer fax machine once we hit that number of whatever we're looking for.
Yeah.
And while we're looking for that number, we're going to remind you that there's more stupid stuff after this short break.
Did we do this one before?
Oh, no, we didn't. This is something I've been keeping in my pocket for quite some time.
I feel like I've seen this before.
And it's, I guess it's possible that you've seen it before. But we've finally unearthed it.
Or heard about it.
Are now ready to present it on the show. From the website mcgriddlefanfic.livejournal.com, we are going to present to you McGriddle Fanfic. I mean, we've read fan fictions before on the show. This is kind of a super specific genre of fanfics, McDonald's McGriddles. Like, to even think that we found three of them, there's a whole website devoted to them.
Just not a big fan of the McGriddle.
I'm either. Excuse me.
All right, well.
I'm not. This is.
Maybe by the end of this we'll all be lovers, but
or all have diabetes.
Diabetes
through osmosis of reading this. Yes. Let's see. You're starting with the first one. It is titled "Unfarling the Mystery." It is by username Hellmutt. That's hell, like the place, and mutt, like the dog.
Yep.
And it goes. Once. Herm ate some toasted potato farls, whatever farls are, for breakfast.
I don't know how to deal with that.
What a great way to write your own story.
You know what? I'm going to create this word, and I'm going to be like, you know what? That's not really a word, so I'm just going to mention it here in my story, and I'm just going to keep writing. And I'll keep writing.
He's trying to be Dr. Seuss.
Maybe. Yep. Then, it was off to work. On the way, discovering that the local Sainsbury had started stocking Dr. Pepper Zero, a fact that was more than acceptable to Herm. Herm subsequently looked up farl on dictionary.com and discovered it was a Scots word for a thin circular cake of flour or oatmeal. But these had been square and 91% potato! Fraudulent farls... Herm exclaimed with a stroke of the chin, "Bogus breakfast!" This merited further investigation, possibly involving butter, egg, and vegetarian sausage.
So, where's the McGriddle?
I think they might have referenced it at the end, but I don't think any of those things are in McGriddle.
I don't get it.
Also, it's potato one. You read that wrong.
Oh, just... potato one. Yeah.
Yeah. Potato one. Oh, how dare you? How dare you not include the number one that was at the end of their weird...
How dare I demean the story of it if it's
true. You've really bastardized.
Literally.
Yeah, this I mean, all the story is just junk.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
Oh, wait, it was junk from the beginning.
Like a McGriddle. All
right, so this one is brought to us by username... Masanori.
Masanori, you said that very nice.
Is that Japanese for something?
I would hope so. I would hope it's Japanese for farl.
God, and farls are so good.
It is titled The Dilemma.
Ooh, I've had plenty of dilemmas in my life.
I have too.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm excited.
The buzz of the alarm sounded like every morning. It was 8 a.m. on the dot. And the roosters were roaring.
Wait, pause. I don't think roosters make that sound.
I think it's a lion.
I think that's either a lion or they have like a Dr. Moreau animal.
Maybe it was supposed to say the roosters were cocking.
The roosters were cocking. That's better.
I think roaring is just a volume.
Oh, okay.
Well, that could be.
Like the crowd roar.
It was, yeah, it was.
The roar of the crowd.
So it was a whole bunch of roosters.
Because typically people don't go roar.
I suppose.
Can we start
that
thing for cheering on your team? just imagine how intimidating it'd be for football players. Like, also instead of them cheering, they just the entire crowd's roaring.
So anytime I watch a Detroit Lions game or a Chicago Bears game, I'm definitely gonna do that. And for the Falcons, it'll be a
wait, Miami Dolphins go. There you are.
So what are you going to do for Packers opening? And just everyone's going to have to bring a box and just open and close boxes to cheer?
All right, ready? I got one more for you. San Francisco 69ers.
It'll just be a lot of... Oh, that was almost really bad. Oh,
all right. Anyway, the roosters are roaring. Continue.
You jerk. You really broke the cadence of... you know what? I'm going to start over.
All right, but that's fine.
The buzz of the alarm sounded like every morning. It was 8 a.m. on the dot, and the roosters were roaring. Amy awoke in a bit of fright. Sorry. I don't know if you can have a bit of fright, but Amy had it.
Yeah, she had it.
Okay.
She found it.
Rushing to turn off the alarm, instead knocking it over. Her hair was a mess. It was in a frizzle, but all through her mind could she only think McGriddle. I'm sorry. Ooh. McGriddle!
Yes!
That's got an exclamation.
She was thinking it rather loudly in her mind, almost as if she were roaring it.
No, because she cried out in hunger, and her stomach rumbled. She crawled out of bed, only to stumble. Arg! Amy screamed in frustration. It was her bastard son in his train station. She slipped on her favorite pair of bunny slippers and let out a sigh. In only minutes, she'd be in heaven, and this morning would fly by. Arriving at the Golden Arches, she frantically picked through her pockets and threw down some change. $2.69, the cashier exclaimed. But all she had was $1.25.
Oh.
Fin.
That ended on a sad note.
Yeah.
Sort of like eating a McGriddle. Am I right, guys? Am I right? Yeah.
Bad health.
Bad health.
Okay. So I guess I'm still on the fence about this whole McGriddle thing. I'm not sure if you can tip the scales in any way. Jeff.
All right. This comes from a user named Tasty Brains.
Tasty Brains.
Right? So starting off good. Cool. Starting go ad. Title, Ode to McGriddle.
Now, Jeff, can you do me a favor? Can you see if maybe you can read this and give us your best minstrel voice?
What's that sound like?
Like... kind of like, Ode to McGriddle.
Oh, I will try.
The royal menstrual. No, menstrual.
Menstrual,
that's,
no.
That's
no,
not the right
word. I'm menstruating. The night was dark and dreary, but the sun. Yeah, fuck it. But then the sun came up. I went out for some breakfast and some coffee in a cup. As I drove through the empty streets, a bright sign caught my eye. A gigantic.
A gigante!
A gigante!
It's like an Australian accent there. A gigantic!
A gigantic M stood all glowy, and I knew I shan't pass by. I parked outside the building and giddily ran in. A yummy smell was wafting, but one I could not pin. Was it eggs or bacon or syrupy pancakes? Turns out it was a brand new treat that only this shop makes. I went and placed my order and stood aside to wait. The nice lady behind the counter prepared my tasty fate. She handed me a wrapper, and inside which I found a McGriddle with bacon, egg, and cheese, delicious, warm, and round.
That was good poetry there.
I'd say that guy actually wrote a pretty good thing about a McGriddle. Yeah.
Like if I was so like overexcited about a sandwich that a restaurant served, I would probably. I mean that pretty much.
Let's be honest. This was a sophomore in high school writing their like creative writing.
Oh, totally.
Their English poem.
Totally.
See, I was thinking like I don't even know if I can do it. I was thinking like the night was dark and dreary, but then the sun came up. I went out for some breakfast. And some coffee in a cup.
I couldn't take the McGriddle serious after that.
And I was
as I drove through empty streets, a bright sign caught my eye. A gigantic M stood all glowy, and I knew I shan't pass by.
Shan't.
Shunt.
Oh, that sounds like the wrong word.
Shunt?
That's a word. That's a real word. Thanks. Thanks for clarifying.
It rises!
So does hunt. And so does punt.
Did you know that Venus rhymes with vagina?
That's, I think you need help.
I think
you need help with English.
Men are from Mars, women are from vagina.
Virginia?
Virginia.
I think we're all...
Penis-lavania.
Not to be a jerk. I'm sorry, let me try this again. Not to be a dick, but I think we're all from vaginas?
Yeah, I think you're. I think you got that one. Well, I guess test tube babies exist nowadays.
Well, that's true.
But they still had to get the egg from a vagina.
That is true.
But if we really want to delve deep, we could say we all originated from balls.
That's sort of true, too. Wait, the eggs could have come from a horse.
That's right. Horses have eggs. But they're so hard to find.
They are so hard to find.
Here you have to go shoulder deep.
God. Every single time I get that mental image, and it's just like I can never come back from it. I'm never going to see a horse and not think about a man being shoulder deep in his vagina.
My other arm is a horse.
Watch, I can make it talk.
I'm Mr. Ed.
Oh, God, that's such a
feed
bummer.
Feed me some peanut butter.
Stop. I can't deal with it.
Give me a carrot.
Because what if the horse took off running?
Then the man would take off running.
Well, I think it'd be less running and more dragging. The man would take off dragging and probably have every bone in his arm as well as legs broken, but specifically arm.
And he'd be like stomped on, probably?
I don't know if he'd be stomped on.
Depends on how your legs are waving around.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
He shouldn't have done it on the rocky shore either.
Well, anyway, I think
we need to take a break. I need to clean myself.
You guys should probably like us on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know if they want to anymore.
Facebook.com/nobrainershowpodcast. It's a .gov.
While we prepare to get all these images out of our mind, we're going to remind you that there's more stupid stuff into this short break. We're nearing the end of the show, and you know what that means. It's time to play a little game and decide who is the least stupidest person in the room.
There's going to
be a tough contest this time. Zach did win last week, so he picks the order of the game. Speaking of which, Rita, what is the game?
What a rather fine predicament we have here.
In this game, we will each be given three different would you rather style questions from the website, YouRather.com. That's Y-O-U, rather. .com. That's rather like Dan Rather, not like the choice would you rather. It's kind of weird that way. But anyway.
Let's see if we can get royalties for advertising. For
We should.
Because we're really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Facebook.
In this game, we'll be asked a question which has two different choices. They're rather polarizing sometimes. And we will be given points equal to the percentage of people who used the site that picked that answer. Whoever has the highest total score after three rounds will be this week's winner. Zach, again, we remind everybody that you won last time.
I would like to go in the middle, and I would like...
Okay. So Jeff or I are going
Jeff
first.
Jeff to go first.
Jeff's going first, and I'm going third.
And Josh third will be the kicker.
Rita, what is Jeff's first question?
Would you rather live in a homeless shelter with internet access or live in an amazing home isolated from any outside contact.
I'm just not sure what most people would, but I'm going to go with my gut and say live in a homeless shelter with internet access, because I love just being social with people and all that,
mm-hmm.
and what's going on. That, like, it'd be awesome to have, like, you know, I'm assuming this house would be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Other than you can't contact the outside, which would really suck.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I like to talk to.
I mean, without internet access and social networks, you might as well be dead.
That's kind of, because that's a good point.
At this point in time, yeah.
That's pretty much the world we live in.
So I'm going to go with live in a homeless shelter.
Live in a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
So in addition to all the internet people that you'd be interacting with, you get to interact with all the hobos.
And hobos are awesome!
And learn their story and then write fanfics about them.
Hey, sometimes homeless people have some interesting stories.
They do.
Does that qualify as fanfic?
Or is it real life?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
I think that
fiction
just...
Fic implies fiction, yeah.
Just write stories about
Yeah. Jeff, you said living in a homeless shelter with internet access. How many people said that?
49%.
Really?
Oh, just under the break point there, but still...
Right, but I was really expecting...
I was expecting at least, 70% there.
Because I don't think a lot of people realize if there's no on-site contact, you can't have internet either.
That's right.
And with people nowadays, I don't think most people could live without the internet.
Just saying with you there.
Because I'm like Bear Grylls.
Oh.
He drinks his own piss.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Because he likes the taste in it still.
And he's got friends with him. That's what helps him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff, that means you have 49 points as we go to Zach, because he wanted to be second.
I did.
Read out Zach's question, please.
Would you rather always be naked or always be itchy?
Always be naked.
Always be naked?
Easy.
Any further thought?
Always be naked.
He just likes being naked.
Why would you... Being naked is less uncomfortable. I mean, me personally, I'm not exactly personally comfortable being naked.
Yeah.
But I would rather be naked than itchy, for sure. Than constantly irritated. Being naked's freeing and supposedly more comfortable, and you get used to it.
And
there's nudist colonies.
Seeing as your junk is free to the world, it's not going to be itchy because you didn't pick that option.
Exactly.
And you won't have
your
to worry.
Your balls are going to be so calloused.
Like
what? I'm not like walking with my balls. Just because I'm naked doesn't mean they drag on the ground.
They're going to be also dried out, and
maybe that could be.
Just lotion them up. You'll be good.
Yeah, you know. Keep a steady balm on them.
Always be naked, you have said.
Beeswax.
I think, though, the only problem is you wouldn't be able to go places. I think that's the big con.
Yeah.
Nudist beach?
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to go into, like... Yeah, that's true. You could go live on a nudist colony, and then you would be fine.
Yeah.
Because then you would be able to go to, like, a store or...
Or move to Europe.
Yeah. But it's just mostly like, oh, I want to go to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, shoot. Well, if you're itchy, you could go. You just always
get
comfortable.
Always hit the drive-thrus.
Yeah.
You can be naked in your car.
I don't think you can.
No, yeah, you can't.
You'd be like, you get up to the window. Your total is 427. It's like, oh, let me get my wallet. Yeah.
I think actually the problem is that you'd probably be constantly bleeding if you were always itchy.
Right? Because you'd scratch yourself raw.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stick with always being naked.
Okay, always be naked. One. What percentage of people said that one?
74%.
Oh!
Nice. So 26 people disagreed with your option, but still, always be naked. I think that was...
Let's be honest, there's no right answer.
Yeah,
right,
they're both tricky answers. Yeah,
The right answer is always being naked.
Right, okay. The right answer is having neither of that.
Right. I suppose, yeah.
All right, here's my first round question, Rita.
Would you rather have nipples that constantly change colors like a disco light?
Oh, sweet!
Okay, so far, I'm in.
Yeah.
So far, yes.
Or have nipples that look like diamonds.
Oh!
Then you could say things like, oh man, my nipples are like hard as diamonds. Someone give me a piece of glass.
Did you know that my nipples are the hardest mineral in the entire world?
It's so cool that I could cut glass. Oh, wait. I already could.
Think of like if you're robbing the bank. You're just like
rubbing your chest on the glass. Someone comes up, sir, what are you doing? Hang on, I'm cutting this with, I mean, nothing. I have an itch.
Tonight at Night News 9, the elusive nipple cutter is on the loose after robbing 3 banks this evening in downtown Chicago.
And then when they throw you into jail, you can just cut the bars with your nipples.
Yes!
Okay, so for realsies, this sounds like a James Bond villain.
Diamond nips.
I was just going to say diamond nips.
Diamond nips.
Oh my god. What if Dustin Diamond actually had diamond nipples? What if that's why he has
then he'd
no
be
more
likeable.
Money anymore? Because he spent all of his money getting diamond implants.
Oh, wait, that's why that's why he got his nickname Screech. Because his chest against the glass.
Oh, my God, it all makes sense now.
Man. I'm going to have to go with constantly change colors like a disco light. As cool as diamond nipples would be, I think you would have a lot more. You'd have a lot more fun with
I suppose
color
you can hold
changing
techno
nipples.
Raves.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, personally, I agree, but I don't.
Both are pretty awesome.
I think this is going to be a close one. I think it's going to be a horse apiece.
Well, let's see.
Safe either way.
How many points do my disco light nipples get?
44%.
Okay.
Maybe a bunch of people were thinking practically.
That's true, yeah. They're like, hey, I could rob a bank with these nips.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of having nipples that were flashing like lights constantly would probably get annoying at some point when you've got like a shirt on and
there's
a glowing flash coming from underneath it.
And I suppose diamonds have their own natural glisten anyway, so it's kind of like
you had a nice interview for your new engineer job and your nipples are just glowing.
You could just get like a flashlight and shine it on your nipples and then it would make like a disco ball wherever you are.
Oh my god, you imagine they'd be like the most successful Chippendales guy ever.
Yes.
It's like he takes off his shirt and there's just nipples there and the
ladies
are all
like,
honest. Oh,
what if there were just women too? You'd be the best stripper ever.
Yeah, that's true.
Diamond nips. Oh man, do you think it would hurt though if like you're like, you know, like making out with someone or something and they've got diamond nips and you cut your hand on their nipple?
Hey.
They go for second base and what the hell?
What is this? I forgot to tell you. Listen, I have diamonds for nipples. Now, that's actually a good point. Let's just say conventional diamonds. Would it be the pointy end out or the flat end out?
Oh, you'd have to have the face out.
I think so.
But nipple. You wouldn't have a nipple then.
I suppose. Well, some people have like big
dinner plate.
Are
we talking like the nipple? Wow, this is getting really... I'm doing this too. I'm making little pincher motions.
Towards your nipples.
Are we talking like... whole nip here? Are we talking like the Hope Diamond or are we talking just the nipple, you know? Not the areola entirely.
Well, just a little nipple part.
Yeah, just a little nipple.
I think we need to get out of Areola 51 and move on here.
Oh my god.
Jeff, this is your next one.
Would you rather be stalked by Slender Man or take part in one of Jigsaw's games?
The Slender Man, he actually kills people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine he does.
That's part of the fiction, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, supposedly, to stop him, you have to find the 6 notes.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like one of Jigsaw's games.
Yeah, kind of.
So basically, I'm picking the same thing.
I feel that, taking part of Jigsaw's games, there's kind of more intuition about it. Like, you have things that you need to use rather than walking through this crazy forest and finding notes that are scattered throughout.
Yeah, but it also might involve cutting your own leg off in order to find a key that was like...
Or digging through your lover's eye who's still alive where the key is so your face jaw doesn't...
I suppose.
I've hidden the key to the lock inside your scrotum.
But yeah, it's like it's different levels of adrenaline-fueled fear, though. Like, one is like, I'm all alone and I'm in this forest and I'm going to die because there's a guy breathing down my neck.
And
the other one is like,
anguish.
Hey, let's go to the physical challenge. You've got 30 seconds to dig the key out of your lover's stomach.
I think the obvious
stomach.
Choice
yeah.
has to be Slender Man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Slender Man. I'm thinking my case, I'd probably just kill myself as other than Jigsaw's game. Well, here's a hacksaw to cut your leg off. All right, I'll just cut my neck off.
You win this time.
Not give him the joy of watching me try to struggle.
What about...
the deleted scenes of Saw.
You could possibly make friends with Slender Man. Has anyone actually tried it?
Yeah, maybe he just wants a hug.
Maybe he just wants a hug.
Maybe.
It's just a thought.
Well, Jeff's decided that he'd rather be stalked by Slenderman. Maybe he will try that in his quest to collect the six notes. How many people decided that that was also a good choice?
73%.
Oh, that was totally, I thought you were going to go crashing and burning there, but you proved me wrong. Very good. 73 points for you, bringing your score back to a nice healthy total there. As we move back over to Zach for this next question.
Would you rather watch your parents be murdered in front of you or murder the parents of another family in front of their children?
Oh, God!
This is the most morbid question ever, and I'd rather be stalked by Slenderman than do either of these things. Bruce Wayne or Siler? Who are you?
Siler's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Siler's so awesome.
He is.
I love heroes. I love heroes so much.
So you'd rather murder the parents of another family?
I think we just learned something about each other. But beyond just this question, we're both super geeking out right now about Heroes.
Jeff, have you ever watched Heroes?
I have watched Heroes.
All right.
So good. Have you watched all of Heroes?
Not all of it.
Did you watch the whole first season?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so
first season the best.
It is the best.
I never know why I didn't watch the second season.
I felt that like end of four when they got the rope cut there. It's like they were leading up to something that might have been good.
I know. There was so much potential.
Yeah. Like they were almost there and then it's just like cancel and it's like, okay, well I don't really have any more hope anymore. So
every year I hold a little memorial service for my fallen
your fallen cheerleader.
Not really my cheerleader, nope.
Nope.
Just my fallen television series.
Oh.
I think more people are going to say murder the parents of another family in front of their children.
Okay. So
personally,
it has been said.
I'd go the other direction, but I think that's all right. The answer. Is murder the parents of another family.
The number of people who said that.
59%.
Okay. You got a little bit of extra score boost. Next question. I hope it's like bunnies or cats. Let's see. Rita, can you just save us, please?
Would you rather beat up a 7-year-old? Or beat up a 77-year-old.
Oh. Okay, we're kind of getting a little bit tamer. It's not cold-blooded murder, so that's a step in the right direction.
You know what? This isn't my question to answer.
Oh.
You'd pick 7-year-old.
You would kids. Pick 7-year-old. You hate kids.
I think I would. I'm torn, though. I hate old people, too.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well,
so it's tough, but I think personally where I'm coming from on it is that kids are more resilient.
Yeah.
Like, if you physically harm a kid, they're going to heal a lot faster.
Yeah, you're
like kill an old person.
You're going to more so break their spirits than their body compared to a 70-year-old.
Right.
So I'm more inclined to say a 7-year-old as well.
You give a 77-year-old a high five, they might break their hand.
Not my bingo daubing hand. That's my bingo hand. That's my bingo hand. And my shuffleboard arm.
Oh, no.
Where was I? The war. That's right.
It's World War II again.
Oh, God. The gooks are everywhere. Listen, old people are racist, okay?
That's true.
I'm not.
You're doing a true-to-life impression of a 77-year-old.
That's what they said.
All right, so I'm going to have to say beat up a 7-year-old. Let's see. Rita, can you tell us how many percentage of people said that?
70%.
Yeah, that's a fitting number. All right, I'm back in the game as well.
I think it's going to be that big of a different spread. Hmm? I didn't feel like it was going to be that big of a spread between the two.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I thought that would be a closer one.
It might have been more down the middle, but that's all right. More points for me. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
All right. Final round. Jeff, this is your last question, and Rita's going to say...
Would you rather stare at the sun for 2 minutes or drink a liter of scalding water?
I would just rather stare at the sun for 2 minutes. I'm going to say that right away, because drinking scalding water, that can actually probably kill you.
Well, staring at the sun for 2 minutes...
That might make you blind.
That might make you blind.
I've done it already. I wasn't blind. I'm not blind. I just got glasses. I'm close to blind, but I'm not blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there too.
There's a note here, too. The water temperature would be like an extremely hot coffee. Does that make you change your mind?
No, because extremely hot coffee is usually, I think McDonald's keeps theirs at like 185, and we're not even the hottest coffee.
You gotta kill all them chicken bacteria.
Right. Mm. But yeah, I'm going to go stare at the sun for two minutes.
I think I would rather drink coffee.
All right. Well, Jeff has decided he'd rather stare at the sun. Let's see. How many people might as well be walking on the sun?
Good reference.
63%.
All right. I don't know what that's going to mean.
Have you ever burned your throat, though? That's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, so I was being blind.
Just
yeah,
burning right. your tongue is terrible. I don't know if I'd...
Honestly, the drinking the hot liquid really probably won't have too long lasting of damage.
The tissue inside that would be damaged would heal a lot better than the nerve tissues of your eyes. So yeah, that's why I would have went the,
yeah,
the other way.
Anyway.
We're going to move on to Zach's final question.
Oh, God.
And it goes...
Would you rather only be able to whisper? Or only be able to shout.
Shout.
Put your hands up and shout.
Let it all.
I think whisper.
I agree with you.
Whisper?
You can always amplify your voice.
Yep.
Whisper?
Yep, for sure.
Again, not even any further discussion?
Not
all right,
really,
whisper.
No. I'm actually...
It's pretty straightforward, I think.
Okay.
One, yeah.
How many people would rather only be able to whisper?
76%.
Boom.
You clinched it.
Boom, you didn't, you didn't even hesitate. Butt.
That's pretty straightforward.
Went with
it.
Yeah, that one was too easy, but
all right.
Guaranteed Zach another win.
Maybe. It's down to the last question here. I could have like 100-1 or 100-0. Oh, that doesn't make math. 100-1,
math
yeah.
Math.
Math. Put your hands up in math. All right. The final question for me is,
would you rather never understand the concept of time? Or never understand the concept of sex.
That's rough.
That's odd.
Yeah, you know that 100-0 one? Yeah, that's not this one.
That's not this one, no. As soon as you start to think about it, it's like, okay, well, if everybody else is thinking too, this isn't going to give me a better result.
Unless you're a scientist, you don't care about sex then.
There are some clarifying details, though, here. Meaning you will not be able to tell time or anything related to time and never understand anything involving sex. So it's just clarifying.
Not being able to tell time would really suck.
Yeah, it sure would.
It would, yeah.
It'd be disorienting.
Party starts at 6? What's that mean?
You might... People might tell you that you don't know how to tell time, and you'll be like, oh, well, I'll just have a friend tell me, and they'll be like, oh, well, I'll be over in 10 minutes. And then you'll have no idea what that means because you can't tell time. But then, okay, like,
it would be a more important. You'd never be able to keep a job.
Yeah.
Nope.
You'd never have friends.
Nope. Although I suppose, like, if it'd be hard to make friends to explain the situation to them.
I think you would. I think it would be more of a life-altering thing to not be able to do something that's important, and we humans have done for.
Right.
Since the dawn of time.
So, okay, then if you don't understand the concept of sex and your friend says, I'll be coming in 10 minutes, then that's a totally different thing and
God
you still don't understand
it.
That. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, my God.
It was there.
Okay, so.
It was there.
So, I texted Jeff and asked him if I could get a ride here to podcast today.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to give me a ride. And then I told him, he said, sure. And I told him, hey, could you just let me know, just shoot me a text when you're on your way here. And then he texts me, coming, C-U-M-I-N-G. And I literally said out loud, really, Jeff?
Yep.
To which then I texted it to him, and that was exactly his text response. Yep.
Would you expect anything less from me?
God damn it. God damn it.
All right. So based on your reactions, I'm going to say never understand the concept of sex as my answer.
Good choice.
All right. The number of people who said that answer. Rita,
69.
Can you...
69.
60. Oh, my gosh. That would be the fitting end to this one.
25%.
Oh.
Ouch.
Guess not.
Honestly, I thought that it was going to be the other way, and I was kind of trying. I agree with what I was saying.
Yeah.
Time is way more important to know than knowing sex. Sex is a recreational thing.
All right. It says you don't understand sex doesn't mean you can't still enjoy sex. You're just going out like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
It's true.
Feels good, but why are we doing this? I just don't get it. Where do I put it?
So wait, I can see it, and then I can't see it, and then I can see it. What?
And then what? This white stuff comes out.
Oh,
and then,
God,
and
no.
Then you're all like, oh, God, oh, God. And the only other words I hear that you're in church, and it's like, wait, so you praise God in our bedroom and in church. Like,
praise Allah.
Yeah. So Yeah. Rita, what are the final scores?
Josh finished in last place with a score of 139 points. In second place was Jeff with 185 points. But this week's least stupidest person in the room is Zach, with a final total of 209 points.
By a large margin. Very good. You've won two in a row now.
I'm your champion, I know.
So...
You are not the weakest link.
You were...
Timely reference.
Thank you. I'm not even sure if that one made it into the mic anyway, but...
Probably didn't.
Hope not.
Nah.
I'm pretty jacked about winning. I gotta be honest. I don't usually win things. And it feels good. Feels good to really be better than you two.
Good thing all you get is the title of least stupidest person in the room.
Yeah, just the title.
That will go really far in life.
We don't have a trophy. Well, you can put it on your resume.
Can we make a trophy?
So, yeah, put it on your resume. You have diamond nipples, and you're the least stupidest person in the room. I think that would get you a job.
Oh, God.
Somewhere.
That would... I just realized how bad that would be. Like, you know, you're interviewing the CEO of the boss. It says here on the resume that you're the least stupidest person in the room. What it says on there?
I'm sorry? Is that what you say?
I'm sorry, I'm smarter than you.
You're hired!
Oh, well, then you should have my job.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'll be janitor. Ah.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
So, I guess my question for you guys is, what did we learn today?
That you shouldn't wave your rights and go shoulder deep into a horse.
Okay.
That's
that'll be applicable to my life now.
Mhm. Josh?
I guess I learned that some people's love for McDonald's sandwiches far overpowers the love for anything else.
That's deep. That's deep. Like I was in your mom.
I know.
What about my mom?
Nothing.
I feel confident in what I learned will really apply to my life in a meaningful way.
What was that?
I believe I learned today that diamonds are forever, but diamond nipples, they last a lifetime.
Oh, and on that note.
I just saw diamond nipples, too. If you're ever poor, you can just like take a knife and cut your nipple and just go sell it.
Exactly.
There you go.
Especially if you're a male. What do you need nipples for?
Right? Why do males have nipples? I know.
Probably the same reason we all have wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I think what would be perfect is you could just cut them off and then you can just suction cup fake nipples on.
There you go.
Just have prosthetic nipples.
And they could be any size you wanted then.
Oh, just have nipples tattooed onto your chest.
Nipple blades you could have?
Oh, yeah.
Temporary tattoos.
I think we're wrapping up here.
Today's episode has been brought to you by the letter M and the number 4.
Are there any reasons behind that? Oh, M for McDonald's.
Yes.
And 4 for...
The foreplay with your mother last night.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yep.
You know what?
And if you want to have foreplay with Josh's mother, just, you know, you can find us on Facebook and request it. It's facebook.com/nobrainershow.
You click that poke button.
you can reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/nobrainershow.
Yeah! Winner. And nobrainershow@gmail.com is our email address.
Email pictures of yourself so we can approve you for Josh's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a tough interviewing process. You got to have a pretty good resume if you want to be inside her business, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
We also...
it obviously can't be that intense because you were in there once.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You came out of your mom's the JJ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we have a telephone number too. 86476. That's totally wrong. We have a telephone number and a fax number. We'll get to you on that too. We'll post that on our Facebook.
Listen, the fax is a long ways out.
Yeah.
I would like to say that our fans are awesome and that we would have more people listening to the show and that I could present this reward and soon, yeah. But I don't know. We still haven't reached
something.
I'd say our growth has kind of been...
Yeah.
It's not even that. I feel like they're not trying hard enough.
No. You gotta try harder.
They're smart, but they're just not applying themselves.
All right. And what are we gonna do about it?
Banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks.
Well, that's the show. I've been Josh.
I guess I was Josh.
And I've been Zach.
And we're all here to remind you that life
is
stupid.
And so
is your mom, Jeff. Because when I was inside her last night, she was so like a lady, and also I was having sex with her even though I was understanding the concept of sex.
Yeah!
Sick
burn!
Burn like your mother's herpes gave me. Oh, wait.
My mother's dead, by the way.
Super Bowl! Games and stuff!
Super Bowl!
Right, well, we're recording separate intros. It's like, congratulations, Ravens, you won the Super Bowl! Also, congratulations, 49ers. You won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Packers only lost to you because you're the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Not that we care about the Packers or anything.
No.
I'll say it. I'm a diehard Packer
fan.
We
care about the Broncos, too.
Fudge Packer.
Fudge Packer.
He likes to be a Packer. He's a Packer. It's a Packer.
I mean, if I have to be a Packer, I got to pack some fudge. I'll pack some fudge.
He's a diehard Packer because he packs all the fudges.
Yeah.
Chocolate jokes.
No, I want fudge.